Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That's FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go back to Wallbound in North Carolina. Wallbound, we just barely had time to even start talking to you, so I wanted to make sure we gave you a fair shake. You were calling in about landlords. What about them?
All right, here's the scenario we got going on. Everybody in this trailer park owns their own home.
Okay.
And he rents the lots.
Right.
That's fine.
So they own the mobile home.
Yeah, the mobile home.
And he owns the little square of concrete that it sits on.
Right. Okay, here's the thing. He's took the place over. And a lot of us have been here like 11 years, 10 years, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us only have steps. Some of us have decks, you know, scenario going on. There's this one woman in this park. She can't afford really to even really stay in the park, to be honest with you. I mean, she's busts her butt getting two jobs, two kids, you know the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
He's come up and he's told her, now remember, we have no rights. Either build the deck or be evicted. Now,
so she has to build a deck? That's part of the deal?
Deck,
okay.
Or she is forced to be evicted.
So that would essentially improve upon his property.
Correct.
He would benefit from that. If she
Correct.
Were to even leave after that, he'd get to keep the deck, and she'd have to leave.
Well, I don't
Right.
think that, you know, for one, she didn't contract with him to, you know, have to do so. So that seems... It seems unfair. He'd be violating his lease. He's not allowed to kick somebody out, in my opinion, if they haven't violated the lease, and it's not on the lease. Or
well,
is it?
That's just it, because he has just took the park over. He's not giving anybody any leases. He's making demands. I've done been evicted once and got out of it, more or less. But that's a different story.
Well, how is it that you don't have a lease? I mean, what is he doing? Letting the lease expire and sort of coming around monthly and collecting?
That's exactly what he's done.
Okay.
So he took the park over 6 months ago. Nobody in this park has a contracted lease at all, period. It's a month-to-month basis. Until he gets the park like he wants it, nobody's getting a lease. You know what I'm saying? To me personally, it doesn't matter. All right. I had to repair my deck. I built a deck 11 years ago. I had to make repairs to it. I was going to make repairs to it. Either this fall anyway, didn't mm-hmm. bother me. But here's the thing. She's only had steps. That's all she's got, like five little steps going up into her trailer. And he's wanting her to spend anywhere between $600 and $1,100 on two decks, one for her front and one for her back. Now, I got into a situation to where I was told by the officers who come out to my home that we have no rights. My property that is in his yard, he has the right to remove at any time he feels that he wants to. It's his property, and I'm legally only responsible for the land that my trailer actually sits on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's my scenario. I feel that if he owns the land and he wants a deck, he should have to build it.
He should. I agree with you on that. So
well,
I'm with you.
Take him to court.
Yeah, I mean, if it's worth it. I mean, aren't there some other trailer parks you just moved to?
Well, you're talking about uprooting some homes that can't even go in parks anymore because they're over the 10-year limit.
Mm-hmm.
Like my trailer, even though it's a $26,000 mobile home and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, it can't be moved into a trailer park. It has to be moved either out of this park into private land mm-hmm. of your own, or you lose the trailer.
Is that a law? Is that a Virginia law?
I sort of wondered about that because I don't know what it costs to rent a lot in a trailer park, but I imagine it's $200 a month?
An average of $200 per lot.
Oh, that's pretty expensive.
No expenses, no bills, no trash pickup. You pay for all that yourself.
But what's a lot costs in town or just outside of town or something like that? It would seem like it would be cost advantageous when you're talking about as long as you've been there to have owned your own land at that point.
Well, yeah, now I agree that in the 10 years that I've been here and paying out the lot rent, I probably could have bought a half acre of land.
Yeah.
You know, but I I'm planning to move to New Hampshire in the next year and a half, so it
Excellent.
Doesn't matter to me.
Very
you know, good. I'm doing home repairs now, you know, just to like putting new carpet stuff down to when I move, I sell my home.
Now, Mark, right. Most of the people, when they're moving into the trailer park for the first time, they aren't thinking that way. You know, they aren't thinking about, well, why don't I just go out and get myself my own land? They don't think that. I mean, the trailer park, you get the water hookup, you get the hookups that you need, you come in, you plug in, and you go. Yep. So you pay for that convenience as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to deal with...
Go ahead. What's that?
Yeah. I said, if you're like me, when I first moved in here and had a kid on the way and would face some possible jail time, you just don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, you do what you do. And
I've just seen some communities in the South, especially, where lots are just incredibly cheap. You know, you can get one for $600. Now, of course, you've got to pay to get the power out there and the water out there and the sewer out there.
Yeah.
And that's,
it's a lot cheaper to just rent than it is to...
And if you don't have a credit...
Tanks, make sure the land perks...
Right.
A lot of the people
in trailer parks, they don't have great credit, Mark. So, I mean, going out and buying a piece of property would require being able to get a loan because they probably don't have the cash in the bank. Otherwise, they would do that sort of thing.
Well, you're not talking about trailer park trash now. We're talking about people who own their own homes.
Right.
We're not talking about somebody who's paying $300 or $400 a rent and they barely make it like that. Now, like I say, this one particular lady, she's busting her butt, and she's... By the time her bills are paid and everything, she just barely has enough to cover the lot rent.
You know, it's sad. I mean, there are some landlords that are better than others. I mean, that's what you're dealing with. The concept of renter's rights, when I think of renter's rights, I think of absurd rules like we have here in New Hampshire that says that I, as a landlord, cannot charge last month's rent up front. There's just a flat rule across the board that you can't do that in New Hampshire.
But you can charge whatever you want for security.
You can, but whatever the market will bear is what you can charge, obviously.
Well, I don't have a problem paying last month's rent up front. I mean, especially if you're going to be renting the home or something like that, I would expect that as at least a down payment.
Right, you know, but that's one of the things.
If you tear up my walls or something, I got $500 to repair it.
Right, we don't get that in New Hampshire because of the law.
I feel for you on that end because I've ran into the same situation. I've owned trailers myself and had to rent them out, and I know what it goes to when you tear out the walls and had to come back in with about 80 plywood, 80 pieces of sheetrock and had to redo everything in stucco.
Hey, Wallbound, have you ever seen Trailer Park Boys?
I don't think I have.
If you got broadband internet access, you should go poke around on Google Video for Trailer Park Boys. It's hilarious. I'm sure you'll be able to relate.
That you recommended on there about like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, I like some things about it. Some things is just run-of-the-mill conspiracy stuff. But
the only part I was interested in was the first part anyway.
How do you feel about it?
Well, I look at it like this. I'm a Christian man, and I believe in God, and I believe in Jesus Christ. And what I got out of it was, you know, it's the same story over and over and over and over and over. And the way I looked at it from a Christian point of view is, okay, yeah, it kind of makes sense. Astrological, here comes the three stars, three wise men, there's the North Star, it says Bethlehem. But what I got out of it was, it's the same scenario, you know, with Christ dying on the cross and everything, and then the astrological rising on the third day. I think, personally, that the reason it's like that, it's because everybody has been told through generation to generation, this is what's going to happen. Then he came, and nobody believed it. And that's my opinion on it.
Thanks for the analysis, Wallbound. Appreciate it.
I have a quick question for him.
I don't know if he's there still, but he might
be. Yeah, I'm here. Okay.
I was going to say, what's stopping you and a bunch of your friends from getting together, getting some lumber together, and building her a couple of decks?
Well, see, that's the scenario. I'm not worried about it. She's not going to be evicted if I have anything to do about it. You know, I got enough wood up underneath my porch. I can build her a nice set of steps. He wants to go one step further. He says, okay, I understand you don't have the money. I'll build it for you. But then he wants to tack on another $150 a month till it's paid off.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about 15, 16 months, you're going to have to pay like $350 lot rent.
Or he might want some special favors.
No, he won't get them.
Thanks for the call, man. And good luck getting to New Hampshire. I hope to see you here soon. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. I think he was pointing out that it's just a jerk. I mean, the landlord's just a jerk and giving us examples of that. And you know, I feel bad in those particular situations, especially where the law might happen to back the landlord up, but I feel equally bad where the law backs bad renters up, like we have here in New Hampshire.
But try to imagine writing a law that would cover this instance. I mean, you cannot add, you know, force your renters to add on anything afterwards, and if you do, it's bad. I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine how a politician would write up this law. It would be almost specifically for this instance.
That's the problem with laws, is that we have too many damn laws with all these specifics in it, and it's insane. Nobody could possibly know what they all are. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. If you have a renting hell story, share it with us.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up version of the show, two sizes to fit virtually any internet connection, and they're free. Head over to freetalklive.com. And if you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about here on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty. Go to libertyradiounderground.com today and grab an episode for free. That's libertyradiounderground.com. Just a few more thoughts on the concepts of renters' rights, as they sometimes are called, or landlords' rights, which, you know, why can't we just have the right to contract and have the government stay the hell out of it?
That's really what I would like to see. And to some extent, what Wallbaum was bringing up is a problem created by the government that then the government comes in and tries to fix, which is, you know, they make it so that a person can't buy their own land. They
I can buy my own land. I'll go out and buy some land.
Sure, if your lot is the 80 feet that it has to be in the city by 100 feet that it has to be, it already has water hookups to it, which is unlikely. Has power hookups to it, which probably the power company will do that for you for free, but it has to have the proper sewer and all those other things. Every time you deal with the government, it's an incredible sum of money. Mm. You get sewer put in, probably $5,000 for the hookup. Just the hookup. That's what you have to be able to pay. Otherwise, and you can't dig a hole like they did in the old days and have an outhouse.
No.
Until you can afford that $5,000, you have to have it immediately. And this is how the government has created the problem. Do you understand? If I have 10 acres, say, out in the county someplace, not in the city, I can't say to you, Ian, you've got a small amount of money, you'd prefer to own your own trailer rather than having it in a trailer park. I can't say, okay, we're gonna put four stakes in the ground and make a little rectangle here. It's about three times the size of a mobile home. Give you a little room around your mobile home, and we'll stick a mobile home on it, and that'll be $800.
Why can't you do that?
Well, because they have to draw the line. The county has to draw the lines. It has to be a designated
lot
by the county. And if it isn't,
then what's that mean? I mean, what do you have to do to get them to draw those lines?
You have to get a site plan put in place, which is a survey company. Likely it's going to cost you, for something that size, probably they have to survey the whole 10 acres to be able to cut a lot out of it like that. Also, the county's likely to have some rules like, well, it has to have this much frontage on the road, it has to have an egress from here, it has to have a separate driveway, their whole litany of lists. And I'm talking about dealing with an easy county to deal with, not even a hard one.
And then you're subject to their approval, even after you've gone and gotten the survey and done all the things they want you to do. They
survey's
still say, no.
Survey's $5,000, and you proposed to them to cut this little piece off. God knows how many months this takes, by the way.
Right.
In the old days, I could say, all right, from here to here to here to here, that's yours, $800, let's go.
Now, I'd be smart in that case to go and get title insurance or something like that to have somebody oversee that transaction.
Absolutely.
But yes, you could do that.
You could have a real estate attorney. You could do any of those things.
Right.
But the problem is that they don't allow people to contract amongst themselves.
Right.
They get involved. They have to get their...
Money's changing hands, Mark.
They have to get paid every step of the way. And the thing is, the money that changes hands, I'm selling you the lot for $800. By the time you're done, everything you're going to peel off to the government is probably going to be $10,000 for that little tiny lot to put your trailer on.
Yep.
And
so
that's
ludicrous. It puts it out of the reach of the average person.
And so the government has created the problems. Most of those fees are going to go to the government, whether it's their water that they control, whether it's their sewer, whether it's the rule that they have for septic tanks, because they've got some, how many bedrooms do you got in this trailer of yours?
Three.
Three. Yeah, sure. Okay, you got three bedrooms. Well, their rule is that there's two adults sleeping in every bedroom. As though you're, a commune or something like that.
Wow.
Just because you want to have a room for yourself, a room for your kid, and the room for your mom when she comes to visit, now you've got six, you have to have
septic
for six adults. That's nuts. So you have to put a 1,500-gallon septic tank in there, have a leach field of 40 by 80. Wait, a leach field of 40 by 80? I don't even need that kind of room for my trailer.
On one hand, I think you don't want to do something stupid that's going to pollute your neighbor's property. But I think they over-engineer a lot of this stuff just to be safe, so they can rule over you.
Well, Mark was recently looking into some properties in the area, and he was dealing with one of the governments, and they pretty much told you to your face that, well, we do all this to keep the riffraff out, right?
Basically, they did say that they have extra rules so that you know, more or less people will go elsewhere. They'll live in one of the other towns around there.
We don't want you poor people around here.
Well, the problem with poor people is they're more likely to have, you know, kids with learning disabilities. They don't want them coming in there and pulling down their grade point averages in their little school that they have. They don't want to have to pay extra for special ed teachers. You know, once again, the government's created the problem, which is public
government
school
education. Yeah,
and they solve it by coming up with these rules to keep the riffraff out.
Mark,
isn't this ludicrous?
Edge. What kind of name's that?
Let's go to the phones.
Good old English name.
You can take control. Bring up anything. Let's go to Mike in Tulsa. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just had a couple hypotheticals about how things would be like in a libertarian society.
Oh, boy. All right, go for it.
Now, hold on. Is this a libertarian society, or is this Ian's you know, free market utopia where no government at all exists?
Well, I guess the traditional libertarian society where government only provides public goods, enforces contracts and protects people from other people.
Protects people's life,
I don't
liberty,
think that
and
in a,
property.
I don't think in a libertarian society government would provide public goods. I don't think that is
provide for the or something like that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the first one is kind of, I was just thinking about this the other day. What about the deal of animal torture? Would you be able to outlaw animal torture if it was your own animal?
Thinking about Michael Vick?
Oh, actually, no. I was just kind of... Well, maybe that is what sparked it, but yeah, if it was your own animal, how would you know? Would you be able to make a law against that?
Well, Ian and I will likely agree on this subject, which is that, you know, as reprehensible as it is, both Ian and I own a cat. Ian is a dog owner at one point. You know, I guess you still sort of, you know, have paternity over the dog.
I don't own a cat either.
All right. Well, Ian has pets that he lives with and is very good with them. How's that? And we love our animals, but the idea that animals might have rights is, you know, it's not true. And when you start getting...
I know my kitty would tear me up if he had the opportunity. If he was bigger than I was, there'd be no question about it.
When you get into the arena, the fact is, we all eat animals every single day. So someone's idea of... One person's idea of torture is the next idea, person's idea of slaughter. And... You know, pretty soon, if you start giving ground on this area of torture, none of us are going to be able to eat anything but lentils.
Right. So then the question becomes, who draws the lines? I mean, if indeed, and we could all agree that beating animals is an awful, terrible thing to do. In that case, I think the most appropriate thing, as far as a response is concerned, is to ostracize and out that person.
Right.
To identify him.
If I see you beating your dog with a stick in your front yard, I'm likely to say, hey, what the hell are you doing? And if I see you in the grocery store, I'm going to mention to whoever's around me, if I know them, hey, that guy, I saw him beating his dog with a stick. It was terrible. The thing was yelping, and I think he broke one of its legs.
Better yet, if you own the grocery store, you can refuse to do business with that person as well.
That's absolutely true.
Now, I know you had another question, Mike, so hang on. We'll bring it back for that. 800-259-9231. So, again, if you allow someone to set the rules, the government people, if you allow them to set rules about what is and what is not appropriate as far as treatment of animals is concerned, you don't know how far it's going to go. Before you know it, some animal zealot activist could get in there and say, all animals must be free to enter and leave your home at any time. You keeping them in your home is imprisonment. By the way, it's Free Talk Live.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live is your show. You can bring up anything. Toll free number is 800-259-9231. Say the CAI toll free line. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mr. Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. We've got a bulletin board system there with over 250,000 posts. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's for free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the idea of, you know, the libertarian society where the government is only around to protect your, you know, freedoms.
Life, liberty, yeah. And your property.
Your life, your liberty, and your property, which, of course, is an extension of your life and liberty. Anyway, the question at hand from Mike in Tulsa, who's back on the line with us, is, well, what about people that beat animals? What about that? And I think it's awful to beat animals. I happen to be a lover of dogs and cats. I like the ones that I've had, at least. And if my neighbor were beating his animals, I would ostracize that person. I would spread the word about him. I'd videotape it if I could and get some evidence. You know, that way it wasn't just me making allegations and I actually had hard proof. And I'd make sure that everybody knew about it. I think that's where it should stop, though. I think if you bring the law into the situation, then you started, you know, you're then going down a dangerous path. And that opens the door to all kinds of new laws. And there really are people out there. You might have thought I was joking when we went to the break and I suggested that somebody might want to ban you from keeping your animals in your home. There really are people out there, animal rights activists, so-called, who do not believe that animals should be kept. They do not believe that animals are property. They do not believe in the concept of pets.
There are people that will, Buddhists won't kill bugs. What are we going to do if the Buddhists get in charge of the government and we have animal rights laws and they manage to extend it all the way to cockroaches living in your house?
So I say let the marketplace handle it. With that, Mike in Tulsa, you had another question.
Yeah, this one's a little more interesting. Let's say there's someone who's dying of a disease, needs a heart transplant. There's 100 guys who have a compatible heart. This guy's got $10 million, but nobody will accept the he'll say he needs the heart right away or he's going to die. Mm-hmm. No one accepts the $10 million for, you know, sure death, but he finds out that they'll each, 100 of them, will accept $100,000 for the 1 in 100 chance that they will be picked. So then you kind of, they all enter into a contract that there'll be 100 of them. They'll get the $100,000 right away, and then they'll, you know, spin a wheel, and one of them will randomly be picked, and then that person, you know, would have to give the heart, and then he would obviously die. So let's say they do that in a libertarian society, and the guy who gets picked all of a sudden decides, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. And he runs off. Would you be able to, because in a libertarian society, the government can enforce contracts, assuming that everybody entered into this knowing what they were doing, they were willing to take the 1 in 100 risk for the guaranteed $100,000, would you be able to use the government to enforce that contract against that person?
It's very creative, and I, of course, am against the concept of governments. So in my personal world, I would think you'd better be hiring a bounty hunter to find that
person.
The
same here. I don't want my government that far involved in contract law. Look, if you've set up a shady arrangement like this where someone has to die, I don't have any problem with you setting up the contract, and I don't have any problem with you guys going through with it. Don't expect me, the taxpayer, to pay to enforce your contract.
Right, to chase somebody around the world trying to bring them to make good on their terms. I don't think that should be the job of government. I mean, I don't think government should be around at all, but if we are going to have a government and its job is to protect life and liberty, then that doesn't necessarily include enforcing contracts, protecting life and liberty. So let's have contract insurers. Let's have the contract insurers get into that business where you can buy insurance on the agreement, and then the contract insurer would decide if it was worth their while to hire a bounty hunter to bring that person to justice or not. How's that?
Yeah, I did have a real-world question, actually. I saved it for last. It's Ian that doesn't pay federal taxes. Is that correct?
That is correct. Though Mark doesn't pay federal Social Security taxes.
No, they're not taxes.
Yes, they are.
Contributions.
Or whatever you want to say.
Well, I've never heard of anybody being put in jail for them.
Okay.
So I guess my question is for Ian, and that's, I understand the principles and everything, but, I mean, you do take advantage of certain federal government, highways that you drive on highways.
Yeah, but those highways have already been paid for.
I mean, weren't they? Well, they're still.
And I pay gas taxes
on the highway.
And there's lots of federal taxes on gas, and that's where that money's supposed to go. So technically, I do pay federal gas taxes, and I also do pay federal cell phone taxes as well. There you go. There's your real world answer. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Keith in Tennessee. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Keith in Tennessee.
Hello, guys. You were talking about Trailer Park Boys earlier.
Yeah.
Too bad the show's, been canceled and all, but...
Well, has the show been canceled, or did it run through seven successful seasons, including a feature film?
Well, they're not going to bring it back, is the rumor, so that means it's canceled, I guess. But anyway, on to my point.
Seven seasons
so
is a pretty successful show.
I've been going to local Liberty meetings lately.
Uh-huh.
And so I was at the Libertarian meeting at the end of last month, and I saw a person there, and he'd never been there before. So I asked him, how he heard about the Libertarian Party, and he said he heard about it from Free Talk Live.
It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, so I went on to share some stories with him, stories about Mark, but it's too risky to talk about. I can't tell him on the air, but...
Hell yeah.
Some things, weird things happened at the Liberty Forum last year,
Really?
I wasn't even talking about that, but I should have mentioned those, too.
All right, Keith, anything else?
Yeah, also I went to a Ron Paul meetup last week. It was my first one, and there were a whole bunch of people there. Basically, we were just talking about our weekly sign waving, the whole Paint the Town Ron event that's going to happen in the last weekend of September. And also, though, there were some people there that didn't seem quite libertarian. Like, there was one person, he was talking about how in his town they were shutting down the local factories and that it was the government's fault and the government should do something to fix it.
Well, it is their fault in the sense that, for one, they've made health care so expensive that a lot of factories have moved overseas to avoid the health care costs.
He was blaming, like, NAFTA and stuff like that. It was really weird.
There's a lot of isolationist...
the Constitution guys will
be ultra-right kind of folks there. And, you know, I'm not going to turn down their votes for Ron Paul. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to even engage them on the issues.
There's a lot of Democrats who are going to vote for Ron Paul, too, because of his anti-war stance.
Yep, exactly right. I mean, it's not an exclusive libertarian club, but it is a great opportunity to maybe plant some libertarian ideas in the heads of those who may not have necessarily expected to encounter them. Thanks for the call.
That's a good point, Ian. Also, last month I was at two Warped Tour events, just basically a big rock festival. And I handed out over 300 Free Talk Live flyers that you can get on the Free Talk Live website.
Excellent.
And did a world's smallest political quiz course. And then also I signed up, well, along with some other people, signed up 7 members for the Free State Project. So there should be some new people.
Fantastic.
There.
You are an excellent activist, Keith. Keep up the good work, and thank you for the call. Speaking of doing outreach at concert-type events, there's going to be the Mass Can Festival happening on September 15th in Boston, of all places. Not a place I normally would traverse, but in this case, I'll make the exception because I was asked nicely to participate, and the Free State Project is going to have a table. It's basically a marijuana rally. It's one of the biggest ones in America. They're expecting, I think, 50 to 60,000 people at this thing. And the Free State Project has had a booth there every year, and so Julia and I are going to go out and man the booth for a little while.
What time is that? Are we going to be doing the show from there?
Nope.
Okay.
No, it's an afternoon event on a Saturday, so that's going to be fun.
Should be back unless there's a flat tire.
And our friend Scotty McCall from WBNW, our Boston area affiliate, said he'd be stopping by as well. And
he
so
is awesome.
It's a great opportunity to help promote that station because inevitably we're going to be promoting Free Talk Live at the same time. People are going to ask, yeah, where are you going? Where can I listen? Well, you can listen in Boston on 1120 WBNW. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. You know what, Mark? I said this was our first year anniversary here in New Hampshire. So it was a year ago today that we had finally gotten all of our equipment plugged in and the house was sort of cleaned up and you were living with me at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so a year has gone by, and I'd like to get a little retrospective here before we wrap out the show. We do have only a few moments left, just enough time for your call. You make it now at 800-259-9231. Also, Larry and Eric will get to you guys as well. This is your show, and you can bring up anything. And Wayne, you've been here, what, 3 years now? Something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, a little over two.
Two and a half, something?
Yeah.
So we'll get Wayne's retrospective, too. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears custom cabinet refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but we can fix time for you if you dial in at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support us, then you should go and buy some stuff at the store. Go to store.freetalklive.com. Lots of great merchandise. Everything from Free Talk Live t-shirts, a variety of those, to a variety of hats and hoodies. And we got DVD Classic Archive collector sets, a lighter bottle opener combo, and more. Go to store.freetalklive.com and get your Free Talk Live merchandise shopping done. That's store.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
So having completed our first year here in New Hampshire as early movers to the Free State Project, Mark and myself, we are looking back now on our first year successfully here. And Mark, a year ago today, or maybe a couple weeks after you got here, you were kind of freaking out. You were concerned about moving up here, moving away from your friends and family, and you wanted to go back home. You wanted to go back to Florida at that point. And I said, stick it out. Hold out. Give it a year. See how you feel after the first year. And you said, oh, I'll give it 6 months. And then you gave it more than 6 months. And you've been here for an entire year now at this point. And looking back, what have you learned? How do you feel?
Well, I think that and New Hampshire's great. There's a lot of wonderful things about it. I like the town I live in for its sort of, I can ride a bicycle anywhere I want to go. It's really cool that I don't have to use a car to get around Keene. It's got everything that one might need. And, you know, on the outskirts of the town, that's sort of where the Target and the Home Depot are. And you'd have to take a car there. I wouldn't have to, but I would take a car there because if I'm going to buy anything at Target or Home Depot, I need a car to carry it in air.
Sure.
So it's mostly a bicycle town for me, and I really like that part. As far as friends and meeting new people and all that stuff, I really haven't met that many. I've met a few, and I wouldn't call them friends.
You're talking about locals. You have met a lot of Free State Project members that maybe you don't spend a lot of time with, but should you want to, I'm sure there would be a number of them that would be willing to and cultivate that sort of relationship. But you have a wife, and when you've got a significant other, that takes up a lot of time.
Well, when you have a significant other, you're usually looking for couples, and a lot of the movers for the Free State Project are single guys. And so that cuts down on a certain amount of them. And also, when you have a wife, the interests have to
click
as far as the couple goes.
Sure.
And yeah, she's got this thing against libertarians, especially libertarians that would move to the Free State Project. You know, like she thinks it's a little crazy. And
she did it.
Right. That's the thing. You know,
well, only because she loves Mark.
She's a libertarian, and she moved for the Free State Project. You know,
is she a libertarian now?
Well, she's
not really.
She ever since I've known her, she's always come out libertarian on the world's smallest political quiz.
Oh, that's
so you
great.
Get to decide for yourself whether or not my wife is a libertarian.
That's news to me. I was not aware of that.
But what she really has takes issue with is perhaps people that are extreme in their political beliefs. If you're a legalized marijuana kind of
that's so extreme
crazy type, then she's not going to like that. If you're a the government, it's an inside job. 9/11's an inside job. She's really she doesn't want to talk to you very much, and
I don't want to talk to those people either.
There's some extremism inside the Free State Project. No problem with that. That we have really sort of clicked with is the guys mostly out of town. So we don't get to go bowling or go to their house for dinner very much. It's Baron Swearingen, the president
of the Free State Project.
Right. He's an anarcho-capitalist, but not a radical. It's the weirdest thing.
Did you remind her that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice?
Well, it's sad that today, Wayne, that people are looking at these positions and saying, that's extreme. But that's just a really more of a sad commentary on how far we've fallen away from the principles of liberty in this country. The idea that advocating individual liberty is an extreme is extreme is just absurd.
And socialism is the norm.
Right. What's extreme
or fascism.
What's extreme are those things, forcing people to participate by forcing them to give money up to some centralized bureaucracy, wherein then that's then determined how it's going to be spent by unaccountable, arbitrary bureaucrats.
In other words, it's flushed down the rat hole.
Yeah. Anyway, so me looking back, I've just obviously been completely satisfied with coming up here. You made a comment during the break that we came up the wrong time as far as financially, and that's probably true.
Right. I think that it would have probably been better for us with the housing market the way things were. If we would have waited a couple of years, then we could have unloaded our houses and got better prices for them in Florida.
But I was excited, and we made the move, and I think it was still, even though financially it might have been the best move for us, it was the right thing, because I wish I'd moved 2 years ago like you did, Wayne. When you get up here...
I wish we would have moved 2 years ago, too.
You sold your houses, then.
When you get, that's a good point.
Yeah, except then you would have paid top dollar up here, though.
Less than in Sarasota, though, that's for sure.
Well, Ian bought his house completely sight unseen, which
I did really well.
You did luck out. But I wouldn't do such a thing. I'm renting right now, and I don't think that rents have come down significantly in the last year. As a matter of fact, I'm sure they haven't.
Anyway, we just
waited.
We're short on time on this discussion. But I just wanted to say that I love it here in New Hampshire. The Free State Project is awesome. The activists up here are just incredible. The weather is amazing. I mean, right now in Florida, it's probably 79 degrees at night, and here it's probably 60 right now.
Beautiful.
If not colder.
You can sleep with the windows open in the summer.
There's nothing I'm
you
really...
You need a jacket, and it's September, okay?
I'd like to see the property taxes go down, but hey, you can't win them all. That's something we're going to get,
one thing I
fight for.
I see as a real advantage to New Hampshire in general is, I believe that this is all over New Hampshire, is it's a law that if the city government doesn't spend all of the money from their coffers that they've collected the last year, that they have to return it to the taxpayer. So you don't actually need to get the millage reduced in your local community. All you have to do is get expenditures dropped. And I think that's a huge advantage.
There are a lot of advantages.
People that would be working.
A lot of advantages. And there's 101 reasons at the Free State Project's website at freestateproject.org as to why you should consider moving to New Hampshire. It's very persuasive. Great document. Wayne, looking back on your 2.5 years, how do you feel about being here?
I can't think of a place I'd rather live right now.
Great. Short and sweet. Let's go to the phones and talk to Larry in Idaho. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Larry in Idaho going once. Larry in Idaho going twice. Let's instead try Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, fellas.
What's on your mind?
You said that if you saw somebody beating their dog that you just ostracize them.
I think that's the appropriate thing to do, yes.
I don't think that would happen in a free market society.
Well, you think people like dog beaters?
You're going to see justice done. And if there's no government to dish out that justice, for instance, by putting, what's-his-face, the football player in jail,
mm-hmm.
somebody's going to take it out on him with a bat.
No, okay.
I'm pretty certain of that. And also, have you guys noticed a lot of anti-Jew sentiment in the Ron Paul supporters?
I don't know about that.
I have never heard that at all, actually.
We can get back to that in a moment, but I just want to address the guy beating the dog beater with a bat. I think that if indeed it's certain that this person is beating his animals and there's evidence of that and somebody comes along and beats the guy with a bat, I think that guy would have a tough time finding anyone who cared. And in that case, so what? Let him get beaten up. All right, go ahead with your point. What's this thing about the Jew hitting or whatever?
I've been hopping around on YouTube, and then a lot of the Ron Paul videos, you see guys that are just making these really anti-Jewish comments, and it's not necessarily anti-Israel. It seems like they tie the two very closely. And so you see people saying that, you know, Jews are propagandizing the U.S. and how it's, you know, all the fault of the Jews, and Ron Paul's going to take over and, you know, crush the voice of the Jews in the government and all this stuff. And I just, these guys are kind of, you know, fringe extremists. I like most of the Ron Paul supporters, but these guys kind of give me the creeps.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never seen it, but then again, you can't, as when you're running a national campaign, you can't determine who you associate with or who decides to promote you. And so if, you know, the Aryan Nation all of a sudden wants to get behind Ron Paul, then what can you do about that, you know?
I'm surprised, though. I mean, you wouldn't think they'd go for Ron Paul. You'd think they'd go for a more authoritarian candidate.
Well, yeah, maybe they're plants to try to discredit him, too.
Right. That's certainly a possibility. I mean, welcome to politics.
Mm-hmm.
There are certainly candidates out there that are threatened by Ron Paul, and I would not put it past them to create these sort of fake videos and try to make it look like these racists and bigots are behind Ron Paul.
The entire leadership of the Republican Party is probably scared to death of Ron Paul gaining power, because then there's no room left for their views.
Right. And, you know, Ron Paul has a number of prominent Jewish supporters. Walter Block is a enthusiastic supporter. So, you know, even though there's these anti-Zionist zealots out there, who else are they going to support? I mean, you know, who's their candidate of choice?
They probably wouldn't vote otherwise.
David Duke isn't running.
Thanks for the call, Eric. We appreciate it, man. All right, 800-259-9231 was the number, but we're out of time. So we'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Celebrating our first happy year in New Hampshire. Many more to come. And I hope to see you here as part of the Free State Project sooner rather than later. But make sure you move at the right time for you, okay? FreeStateProject.org to learn more about that. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People